And we're rejoined now by Andy Kohut, who's been again looking at exit poll results coming in from Arizona through the day. And Andy, what are you seeing in terms of trends? Linda was talking about a number of issues there, the war, immigration, land use. Any of that popping up among voter concerns in Arizona?
Well, Arizona looks pretty much like most of these states. The economy is not nearly the concern that it was in South Carolina. 30% said the economy, 22% health care, 21% said the war. What's different about the Arizona electorate compared to some of these other publics that we've seen is it's almost all Democrats. It's 84% Democrat, 52% liberal, almost like the voters in the Iowa caucuses, but they're older. It's an older 35% of the people who voted, in, or at least the exit poll people questioned, were over 65 years of age. That compares to just 27% in South Carolina. Now, to Linda's point about Latinos, they represented 18% of the sample in the exit polls, which means that probably the turnout was lower than they would expect it, because, as Linda said, they represent 25% of the voting age population. So it's a little bit lower, but still pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any sense, by the way, about turnout in the other race we talked about earlier, South Carolina? Do we have any sense if it was high the way we saw big turnout in New Hampshire last week, or is it too early to tell that?
Yeah. It really is too early to tell. We get we miss it with these anecdotes,
right,
about heavy turnout or light turnout. We really have to wait till the votes are counted.
Okay, thank you. Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press talking to us about what we know from exit polls about what people said today after they voted. And we should just explain that an exit poll is taken by people who question voters after they've cast their votes and ask them not only how they voted, but to describe themselves and what issues are important to them. All that data is then collated, and it gives us the track record is pretty good for a pretty good picture of who voted and why.